Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, August 27, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Crescentia Capital makes growth investment in C&D industrial maintenance. Crescentia Capital, the equity buyout unit of Calvert Street Investment Partners, has made a strategic growth investment in C&D Industrial Maintenance, a provider of commercial door and loading dock services in the Southeast. This investment will support C&D's organic growth initiatives and strategic acquisitions as they aim to become the region's top door and dock services platform. C&D, founded in 2018, serves customers across 8 states. Current capital partners advised Crescentia Capital on the deal, with financing from Petra Capital Partners. Crescentia Capital's portfolio includes companies like AllClear and D2K. Managing partner Brian Guerin, a former Ernst & Young executive, leads the firm alongside partner Michael Booth. Calvert Street Investment Partners, with offices in Maryland and Massachusetts, operates Parkway Capital and Crescentia Capital, investing in a range of industries with a strong track record of success. C&D Industrial takes strategic growth investment from Crescentia Capital. Crescentia Capital, the equity buyout unit of Calvert Street Investment Partners, has made a strategic growth investment in C&D Industrial Maintenance, a Bradenton-based provider of commercial door and loading dock services in the Southeast. This investment is set to support C&D's organic growth initiatives and strategic acquisitions, aiming to establish the leading door and dock services platform in the region. C&D, founded in 2018, serves customers across several states in the Southeast. Current capital partners advised Crescentia Capital on the deal, with financing provided by Petra Capital Partners. Crescentia Capital's portfolio includes companies like AllClear, D2K, and Terra Nova, led by former Ernst & Young executive Michael Booth and managing partner Brian Guerin. Calvert Street Investment Partners operates Parkway Capital and Crescentia Capital, with Parkway Capital having invested over $500 million in various industries.
Matheson Manufacturing highlights expertise in design for manufacturability. Matheson Manufacturing, Inc., based in Waukesha, Wisconsin, is showcasing its expertise in design for manufacturability, DFM, a process crucial for efficient production. By collaborating with engineers early on, Matheson ensures products are ready for manufacturing without delays or surprises. This approach not only streamlines the production process, but also simplifies supply chains for customers. With a focus on precision metal fabrication and electromechanical assemblies, Matheson's problem-solving style reflects a larger trend in American manufacturing. The company's emphasis on communication and proactive problem-solving aligns well with the demands of industries like medical devices and defense equipment. For more information, visit Matheson Manufacturing's website. Steel Peak acquires 9th IOS property on the West Coast. Steel Peak, a commercial real estate investment firm specializing in industrial outdoor storage properties, has acquired its 9th IOS property on the West Coast. The property, located at 1503 Thornton Ave SW in Pacific, Washington, was purchased for $6.2 million. This marks Steel Peak's second acquisition in Seattle this year. The company, founded in January 2024, now owns properties in Washington, California, and Utah. Steel Peak is committed to establishing a long-term presence in the Kent Valley and surrounding areas, providing much-needed yard and shop space for industrial service users. Demand for such properties continues to outpace supply, ensuring long-term rent growth. The firm will continue to seek investment opportunities throughout the Western U.S., with values ranging from $3 million to $50 million. For more information, visit steelpeakproperties.com.
Critical Metals Corp lands strategic offtake deal with Ucore for Tanbreeze. Critical Metals Corp, a leading critical minerals mining company, has secured a strategic offtake agreement with Ucore Rare Metals Inc. for its Tanbreeze project. Under this multi-year deal, Critical Metals Corp will supply up to 10,000 metric tons annually of rare earth concentrate to Ucore. This concentrate will be used as feedstock for Ucore's rare earth element processing facilities in Louisiana and Ontario. Both companies aim to reduce China's dominance in the rare earth ecosystem in the West. This partnership not only provides Critical Metals Corp with its first buyer, but also the flexibility to supply other U.S.-based rare earth facilities in the future. The parties are currently working towards finalizing the agreement, pending completion of due diligence and necessary approvals. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., TSEC UCU, OTUURAF, leads U.S. effort to reduce REE dependence with transformative technology. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. is leading the U.S. effort to reduce dependence on China for rare earth elements critical to defense, electronics, and clean energy applications. Their rapid SX technology offers a faster, more efficient way to separate rare earths, aiming to disrupt China's control over the industry. With China currently refining about 90% of the world's rare earths, Ucore's vision is crucial for America's economic survival and national security. By introducing scalable, high-efficiency separation technology, Ucore is working towards building a resilient domestic supply chain and breaking free from dependence on China. Investor news breaks. Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, showcases new products and growth strategy at Mid-States 2025 Rendezvous. Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, recently showcased new products and growth strategy at the Mid-States 2025 Rendezvous in Phoenix, Arizona. The event allowed Massimo to strengthen relationships, align on growth opportunities, and present upcoming product launches, including the HVAC Sentinel series, enclosed MVR golf carts with integrated air conditioning, and the T-Boss 900L Crew UTV. Management highlighted the company's commitment to delivering feature-rich, high-performance products and positioning for strong Q4 sales and momentum into 2026. Massimo Group, headquartered in Texas, offers a full lineup of UTVs, ATVs, and minibikes for outdoor adventure, dedicated to providing high-performance, reliable, and affordable vehicles for consumers across the United States. Isia Thomas One World Products expands eco-bioplastics division with Full Circle Technologies, scaling weekly production for automotive and food packaging in $1 trillion global market. Isia Thomas's One World Products, soon to be renamed Isia Enterprises, has expanded its eco-bioplastics division through a partnership with Full Circle Technologies. This agreement allows the company to process renewable materials like rubber, cellulose, and hemp using advanced technologies, scaling production to process up to 160,000 pounds weekly. This expansion positions the company to enter the global packaging industry, valued at over $1 trillion annually, including automotive and food packaging markets. Isia Enterprises' multi-material flexibility and focus on renewable alternatives address regulatory and market demands to replace petroleum-based plastics. With strategic partnerships and a focus on renewable packaging innovation, Isia Enterprises is at the forefront of sustainable solutions in a rapidly growing industry.
Mining News Breaks, Energy Fuels Inc., NYSE American, UUVX, EFR, and Vulcan Elements sign MOU to build U.S. rare earth magnet supply chain. Energy Fuel Fuels Inc., EFR, and Vulcan Elements have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to establish a U.S. rare earth magnet supply chain independent of China. Rare earth magnets are crucial for various applications, from satellites to electric vehicles. Energy Fuels is a key U.S. critical minerals company focusing on uranium, rare earth elements, heavy mineral sands, vanadium, and medical isotopes. The company operates uranium projects in the U.S. and owns the White Mesa Mill in Utah, producing rare earth products and evaluating medical isotope recovery. Energy Fuels is also developing heavy mineral sands projects in Madagascar, Brazil, and Australia. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.f/UUU.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsArampe Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.